From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Fierce fighting between militants and government forces at Libya's only international airport killed 20 and left more than 60 wounded on Monday. Mantiqa Airport in Tripoli was shut down for most of Monday, and it is unclear when flights can fully resume. The airport is a former military base and has been used for civilian flights since the regular airport was damaged by fighting 4 years ago. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday, killing at least 31 people and wounding many others. The explosions happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. The area is a commercial center that's crowded with laborers looking for work. No claim yet of responsibility. A paramilitary convoy has come under a rocket attack in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province, leaving at least 5 people dead and 6 others wounded. The ambush happened Monday in Turbat, a remote, volatile district in Baluchistan. The insurgent Baloch Liberation Front, which is fighting for an independent Baluchistan, claimed it was behind the attack on the convoy. India and Pakistan exchanged gunfire in the disputed Kashmir region Monday, killing several soldiers on both sides. Each side blamed the other for starting the altercation, giving its own figures for the number of dead. India accuses Pakistan of sending militants across the border to carry out terrorist activities on its soil. Pakistan accuses India of grave human rights violations in the part of Kashmir under Indian control. This is VOA News. South Africa's two top political parties began the year by pledging to restore credibility after corruption allegations were made against key leaders. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
In Johannesburg, the city's mayor said Monday he was firing a top city finance official amid allegations of nepotism and undue influence. Political analyst Ralph Matega says these events may indicate that the two parties, which often try to cast themselves as each other's antithesis, may not be so different after all. But he says one thing is clear. South Africa's parties need to scrub themselves thoroughly within before they can show their shiny new faces to voters next year. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
North Korea will send a 140-member orchestra to perform during the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. The South Korean government considers that a conciliatory gesture from the North following months of nuclear tensions. South Korean officials say the decision was made during a meeting between delegations from the two Koreas. They met for the second time in a week Monday in the border village of Panmunjom as they try to work out details of the North's participation in the Olympics. South Korean officials say the North Orchestra will play traditional folk songs and classical music, and they say the two countries' orchestras may hold a joint concert. The UN Security Council has made a lightning visit to Afghanistan, where diplomats met with the National Unity Government and had a first-hand look at the situation in the country. The 15-member council visited Kabul from January 13th to the 15th. It was the first time council diplomats have traveled to the country since 2010. Ethiopia's top prosecutor said Monday that charges against 528 prisoners detained in connection with anti-government protests would be dropped and the inmates would be released on Wednesday. The general prosecutor indicated that individuals already convicted and sentenced in connection with the protests, however, were not among those set for release. And the United Nations says 4 mobile cranes urgently needed to disperse cargo and humanitarian aid supplies have now arrived at a central seaport in the hunger-racked country of Yemen. The Red Sea port is controlled by the Saudi-led coalition that has been locked in armed conflict with Iranian-backed Houthi rebels since March 2015. The port handles about 70% of the country's imports, including both commercial and humanitarian cargo. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.